Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More, just email sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. The way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. We're having a great visit with John Harrison, Tell me, John. I don't know why I'm having trouble with your website.
It's Aspire Financial Advisors, and it's AspireFA.com.
That's it. I knew there was an FA there. Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, AspireFA.com. They can find your books there, right?
Absolutely.
And then all the things that you do for your clients, for the people you advise with offering investment advice and financial advice for.
Yes, indeed.
So Aspire FA, folks, check that out. John's a certified financial planner, and you focus on a range of investments that are ethical investments, right?
I do. Many of my clients are churches, Christian schools, and their constituents, and so there are concerns in terms of the kinds of things they invest in. If they want socially or morally screened investments, we can do that,
right.
as well as just making sure people are well positioned not to end up being one of my scary stories on a future show.
And another thing you do for them is recommend some documents. You've got 3 documents you want to tell us about.
Yes, and these aren't things that we produce ourselves, but that I always tell clients they need to have, and it's almost in keeping with our scary theme this month, is 3D planning. And the 3Ds that we're planning for are death, disability, or divorce. And because of those things, there are some documents that every business needs to have. The slang expression is a business will. And it's what happens to the business and perhaps the business real estate in the event of death, disability, or divorce of a business owner. And usually the way that people deal with those things is they get what's called a buy-sell agreement that's triggered when certain contingencies happen. And to start with, the first thing you need to have is a valuation for your business. Not just a ballpark idea of what you think your business is worth, but either a dollar figure, you know, that you've had the business appraised, or an agreed-upon methodology for arriving at a value in the future. Because what happens if something catastrophic happens to a business owner, maybe he's a partner or a shareholder in an incorporated business, and he dies. If there's no buy-sell agreement in place that establishes a way to value his share of ownership in the business, then when vultures start circling, they're going to lowball it to death, and his surviving family is not going to get perhaps anywhere near what his business interest was worth.
Right.
On the flip side of that, if you pass away without a business valuation, either a dollar amount or formula in place...
The formula is more important, right, because... With a formula, you can adjust for the value for the market circumstances.
Exactly. So the formula is really the way to go. And if you don't have one, even if there's not someone looking to buy it at fire sale prices, you may find that for estate planning purposes, the IRS is valuing your business, and they may way overvalue it for tax purposes. So you really want a fair way to know what your share of ownership in the business is worth. And then once you have that that formula established, you have contingency plans written for the 3Ds. If someone dies, then there's someone in place to buy out the family members, assuming the family members don't want to be in business with your former partners, or the former partners don't want to be in business with your family members. That doesn't usually work well because the aims are different. Family members are often looking just to maximize the income that can be taken out. The partners may want to be putting more money back into the business or what have you. So to avoid conflicts like that, typically the business will buy out the survivors of a partner who mm-hmm. passes away. And typically the business buys life insurance to accomplish that. And it can be entity-owned where the business owns it, or cross-purchase.
But also certain triggers, though. If you get divorced, that could trigger something because trigger that if you did die, your widow has to sell to you.
Exactly.
Because you don't have to wind up being a partner with the widow or the widower or whatever.
Exactly.
So these are all, folks, these are all things you need to take into consideration. And this is one of the reasons why you hang out with a guy like John Harrison. So I encourage you to go to AspireFA.com and see what he does for his clients. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
We'll see you next time. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, Aspire FA. Don't forget to check out their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.